Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
I was trying to figure out what this is.
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, though. I mean, what are you representing? Is it Walmart or...
We answer calls for over 2,000 different online vendors. We're not affiliated with Walmart or Walgreens or any other major chain of organizations.
Well, how would you know who, you know, if they have like $7.95, and how would I know where that's coming from? Would you need my name or something?
Yes, ma'am.
It's Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. Last name is Johnson. I'm talking on the phone. Hold on a minute.
Okay, ma'am, and please verify the street address.
2553 North Kansas in Wichita, Kansas.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And I see that you have the KitchenAid.
Yeah.
For the $7.95, ma'am?
Is that the total cost of it, or is that just the shipping and handling?
It's the shipping and handling.
Well, what's the total cost of it? They said on the ad it was $2.
Yes, ma'am. Once the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges, then the customer would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website, and we can offer you a 35% of a discount off of that.
Well, no, because it didn't. That's not the way they explained it, so I need to cancel it.
And we send our customers a $125 voucher for them to use on our website, and we can offer 50%.
Nope, I don't want it because that's not the way they explained it.
Okay, ma'am, I've canceled out the account out for you, so you won't be charged anything else further other than the shipping and handling charges. And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
But why would you charge me shipping and handling when I don't want it?
Because the KitchenAid and the membership to the Gadget website is two different things.
Well, what are you shipping me?
The KitchenAid, ma'am.
I'm totally confused. How much is the KitchenAid?
For the shipping and handling charge, it's $7.95, ma'am.
Right, but how much is it to pay for it?
$7.95, ma'am.
So they're giving you a free KitchenAid.
Well, you're paying for the shipping and handling, but that's it.
I'm telling you to cancel that order. I do not want it because it's not going to be free. Because they said on the thing it was like $2. So I don't want the KitchenAid or anything. Because that's kind of like false advertising.
Yes, ma'am. I refunded the $7.95 for you, ma'am, and that'll be refunded and processed back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and I don't want nothing else taken out.
And I have a customer service number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Okay, why would I need to call the customer service? They're going to still send it out? I'm just canceling the whole thing. So if I call customer service, okay.
I'm giving you the confirmation number for the cancellation, and this is just for your records, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie. 2604-20217.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
So I'm done with it, right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support.